next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 1930, Penn Central LLC.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Penn Central, the first item is in my area. And while I did watch the entirety of the public hearing on the World Wide Web, I will not be participating in the vote unless I'm needed as a tiebreaker. I did, in the course of the public hearing, what I observed was there really only seemed to be a couple issues, one of which was a possibility of a density, and that would that issue will be handled, if this is acted favorably upon, that issue will be acted on by the Board of Adjustment. Any parking issues would be covered by a site plan that would be presented by the applicant. And while engineering did indicate that they couldn't support the density, they also did not say that they opposed it. And I think that we as a commission look at the applicants as they come in one at a time. And I don't feel as though there's going to be a drain on the system by whatever density this applicant gets. So. Thank you, and I'll abstain from this unless my vote is necessary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1930 for Penn Central LLC for a multifamily dwelling structure of no more than three units based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Two, there are other multifamily structures in the immediate vicinity. These include 2 6-unit multifamily buildings immediately to the south of this site. On the opposite side of Bennett Road, there are several business uses, and there are businesses and multifamily uses across Pennsylvania Avenue from the site. Three, there was no indication in the record that the project will have an adverse impact on traffic, the neighboring properties, or the community. Four, no parties appeared before the commission with any opposition to the project. Five, while the county engineering department expressed concerns about the proposed density and its effect upon the capacity of the sewer system, the developer will have to comply with any county engineering department upgrades or requirements during the development process. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, no more than three units shall be constructed upon the property. B, this recommendation for no more than three units is also contingent upon approval of that number of units from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. Such a variance is not required if only two units are constructed. C, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District, and the developer shall comply with all County Engineering Department requirements for connections and possible upgrades to the system necessary for service to these units. D, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on or off or to the property shall only occur during the hours between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. E, the units shall be served by central water. F, the entrances shall be designed and completed in accordance with DLDOT regulations. G, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan. The large pine trees along the southern boundary of the property shall be depicted on the final site plan and retained on the site. H, the final site plan shall identify all parking areas and spaces for the multifamily units. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1930, Penn Central LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Mr. Lank, if you would, let the record show the motion carried 3-0 with Mr. Smith abstaining.
Thank you.